Rei Samech Vov Siftes. Igia Lachotzach Yisoynei Hamishtameres. When he gets to his chotzer, which is a place which is already closed and he won't be concerned that someone would steal it from, Noitel Me'alachamo Kelim Hanitlim, should take off the donkey, any kli that is not muksa. She'ena Nitlim, the ones that are muksa, Matas Chavolim V'Sachim Noitlim. He opens up the ropes that are holding in place and lets them fall down, because since it's muksa, he has no heter to move the muksa. Pimhoisa to an klis ruchin, shosel the tatalam, gon shim kweisu shim akizi dam, shen uriyim b'shavis l'kulum, fi shem u'usim. If the animal is holding glass, kelim that are muksa and shavis. One example of it, the Shulchan Aruch brings is blood letters, kelim that made out of glass, but whatever it may be, it's a kli that's a muksa kli made out of glass, then you can't just let them fall to the ground. If they fall to the ground, they'll break. So to prevent that hefset, we permit him to maniach tachteim kormuksosus. You can put pillows underneath, and then they fall onto the pillow, and they won't break. Now, we have a problem, though. There's another issue of a kli meyachono. You're not allowed to put a muksa on top of a kli. So that's what Mechaba says, v'tavkim asoyis ktanois, sheyoch leshomtim mitachteim. We're talking about small loads of this delicate glass. Then what do? You let it fall onto the pillow, and then you will shake it off the pillow. So that's permitted because it's not a full-fledged bit of kli meyachono. Because once it falls onto the pillow, you're going to shake off the pillow. And since it's not a full-fledged bit of kli meyachono, they permitted one to do this. The Mokin Hefset. Mishnah Berurah discusses that poskim that say this is only permitted in the case of Shashav, Hefset, Merube. But if it's big pieces of glass, if they crack, you'll cut them and use them as is, and it's not a big major Hefset, then they didn't even permit this. Avalim hen gedoylem she'eino yochel lishma rakam mitachteim, also lanichem tachteim, chishivat kli mechonoi. That if you're in the big kelim of schuchis, that's heavy ones, that if you put them on the pillow, you won't be able to shake them off the pillow, so then you can have bitul kli mechono for the whole day, that they do not permit. You find some way to lower them slowly so they don't break. You shouldn't leave this heavy load on the behemah because of tzar al-lachai. And Mishnah Berurah does bring opinions that say that if there will be a hefzen merube, then you could do a bittul kli mechana for the entire Shabbos. That's a machlokes apoiskim. One needs to clarify that by his local rov.